Hilchus Reishis Hagez Halacha Dalid. Vereishis Gez Tzoincho Titen Loi. The first sharings of wool of your sheep you will give to the Kohen. Ki boy bochar Hashem, because Hashem has chosen him to be the one to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim. This chapter in Likut Halachos is based on a short story that appears at the end of the Sipurei Maaseis. In the olden days, they used to print this in back of the Sipurei Maaseis. Some of our Sipurei Maaseis today do not have it, that are printed today. In some cases, it's printed together with the Sichoi Soran. Paragraph Aleph. Ki isa b'divrei Adonai Morei Rabbeinu Zal, it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, shafilu kishe'odo moishich es atzmoi mehora el hatoi v'rak kechut asayra, that even when a Jew moves a drop, a tiny drop, from bad to good, leaving the bad and moving in the direction towards good, hu yokor me'oid me'oid b'nei Hashem yisborach, that is very precious, very, very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Even that tiny little move. Ki me'achar she'ha'odom beguf megusham kol kach. Because of the fact that a human being in this world finds himself in such a materialistic body, a body that is so gashmius oriented. Bozeh ho'olam ha'gashmi. And the person finds himself in an environment, in a world, that is wall-to-wall gashmius, surrounded on all sides by materialism. Kol kach, to such a degree, asher rabu kemoi rabu hamoinim v'ma'akvim v'mesisim v'milbulim, to the point where there are so many obstacles and blockages and seductions and confusion in this world coming from all of his gashmius that makes it almost impossible for a human being, for a Jew, to try to turn towards spirituality, to try to turn towards Hashem, towards doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Alkein, and therefore, kol ha'atoko v'hatoko, every tiny move, she'ho'oda mamshich atzmai mi'gashmiyusoi, la'shem yisborach ha'toroseoi, where a person tries to pull himself away from gashmius, towards Hashem, towards the Torah, even if it's as like as thin as a hair, the tiniest, tiny, a fraction of an inch, hu yokor ma'oid ma'oid b'nei Hashem yisborach. It is very, very precious in Hashem's eyes. And with this, it's only right for a person to be able to give himself encouragement and life and joy and happiness, afilu hu kamoi shehu, even if he's still very far from Hashem, even if he's very, very much steeped in gashmius, in materialism and everything, the person should still be able to feel encouragement and inspiration and joy and happiness with the tiniest move that he makes towards Hashem. I didn't get up on time to go to shul today. I ended up davening at home, but terrible, terrible, right? Yes and no. It's terrible, terrible in one pocket. In the other pocket, look how lucky I am. I am one of a fraction of people in the world today that davened, that showed that I acknowledge I believe in Hashem. I could have said, you know what, forget it. I couldn't get up. I'll daven tomorrow. I didn't do that. I said, let me daven, even though it was late, even though I'm not sure if I made this man kriyishma, and I davened in 15 minutes because I was feeling so horrible and sick. There's two ways to look at it always. And Rabbeinu Zal, one of the points Rabbeinu Zal makes is that a Jew has to realize that every tiny, tiny move that a person makes to get away from the Yetzirah, away from Gashmius, away from towards the direction of Hashem, is very important and very special in Hashem's eyes. And Rabbeinu Zal told a story to illustrate this. Mehatzadik shenofal olov atzvus ukvedus godol moid moid. A story about a tzadik who at one time fell into a very deep, deep depression and heaviness. He was feeling sick and horrible about himself, about his life, about everything. He couldn't find anything to draw encouragement from or to make himself happy. The only thing he was able to tap into was the fact that to be thankful and happy and positive about the fact that I'm not a goy, that I'm Jewish. V'chulu. Rav Nosson Zal is just giving us one or two words of excerpt from the story. Rabbeinu Zal there presents it as a whole story. V'oz heruloi, and then when the tzaddik was able to tap into that thought, that at least I'm lucky that I'm a Jew, Baruch Hashem, even though I'm so far from Hashem and I'm so lacking, but Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew, I'm not a goy. When the person was able to find that positive point in his life, Va'oz Herulo, then they showed him from heaven, She'enoi kedai alofim verivavoy seilamois, keneged chut hasai rachas she'odom netak bozeo ilam leskar l'shem yitzborach. That thousands and tens of thousands of heavenly worlds do not impress Hashem as much as Hashem is impressed by your tiny move in this world. When a Jew makes the tiniest move towards Hashem, that causes much more activity in heaven. That causes much more action, explosions in heaven. Hashem gets much bigger nachas from that than he gets from thousands and tens of thousands of spiritual worlds where they don't have free choice, where they're not going through what a human being is going through in this materialistic physical world. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev B'Soif Sefer Sipurei Maaseis. Rav Nosson says, take a look at the end of the Sipurei Maaseis, which where this story is printed in some of the Sipurei Maaseis, not part of the 13, it's appendixes, and you'll see how Rabbeinu Zal elaborates there on what the whole story was with this tzaddik. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh sheshibeach Hashem Yisborach es Knesset Yisrael. This is the great praise that we find Hashem praising the Jewish people in Shir HaShirim. When the Pasuk says, Sa'arech ke'eder ho'izim shegolshu. Your hair is like that of the goats. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in that pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Gemara learns out from there, Ha'afilu ha'reikim shebach chaviven alai. Even the emptiest of Jews, even the Jews who have the least goodness in them, are beloved to me like the hairs, like, you know. V'chein pirish lekamon b'kapitel vov, and so too further on in Shir HaShirim, in chapter 6 in Shir HaShirim, al posuk sarech ke'eder ho'izim, on that posuk, that has the same word, sarech ke'eder ho'izim, baktanim v'rakim v'dakim shebokim, that it's referring to the most delicate, fragile Jews, as the weakest ones, the ones who are on the lowest level, Yesh Shevach Harbe. Hashem says, I still receive tremendous praise and satisfaction from them. Nemtzo, we see from those psukim, Shesa'arech Marameis al Hagruim Upchusim Sheb Yisrael, that when we speak about the hair symbolizes the worst, the lowest, the smallest of the Jews. That they are also very precious in Hashem's eyes. Because Hashem derives major pleasure and satisfaction and respect, honor, through the little drops of good that Hashem finds in every single one of them. And that's why they're referred to as hairs, kize ikar shvachem, because this is the main praise of these people. The fact that Hashem finds in each and every one of these people who are on such a low level, Hashem finds many holy hairs. Dahainu, mashikol echot mehem menatek atzmei b'chol pam kichut hasayra l'Hashem yisborach, meaning, every time a person makes the tiniest move towards Hashem, how big a move? A a 50th of an inch, a 50th of a centimeter, like a hair, that wide, that. Or a person moving in the direction of Hashem, or the things that are related to serving Hashem, that too is very precious in Hashem's eyes. So the word sarech here has a double meaning. Sarech refers to the lowest, the weakest ones, the weakest of the Jewish people. And sarech also refers to a person's, the tiniest movement towards Hashem, moving the distance of a hair length, that kind of a distance.